So the next application will be from the Lac-Da-Fambo Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, their Tribal Education Department, out of Flambeau, of course. And Ms. Kat, if you could give us a two-minute kind of a overview, then we'll move into that 10-minute discussion, followed by scoring and comments. Thank you, Kat. Please begin.
So this is from Lac-Da-Fambo, and they it's from this kind of run out of the school, is my understanding. And they have a previous project that was similar to this, though I would probably be the only panelist now that I think about it that would have had that that knowledge. So I was trying to make sure I separated that a little bit from their other projects. But I think it's growing from that project, is my understanding. So this is administered by the Wissaugeneng First Nations Institute for Indigenous Teaching and Learning. And they have taken, I was impressed with how they have thought about COVID-19 precautions and how they could make this work as a digital project, which is really great. And they talked about, it's a music project that they've had for a while, that they've had professional musicians, Bobby Bullitt and his wife, working with students since 2013. And last year, they were actually asked to go to the Native American Music Awards, and they were recognized there. It was really neat to watch the communities kind of rally around them and support them as youth as part of this project. And so we certainly have seen some growth from, and some interest that's been growing into the community because of this, as well as, you know, different classes, so generations of students that have now been involved with this project. And so it's, to me, it's becoming an intergenerational piece and a continual generation piece that has had it reach out into the community. And students are directly involved with making music, both in traditional and kind of contemporary art forms. And they work with professional musicians and music people who have music production experience, and now they're going to probably have to do some of it remotely, which is a whole different learning process for these students and how to come together in community to create art. So I didn't see any major issues with this application either. I didn't have any questions. Like I said, they have a history of kind of meeting their goals as well, and so I didn't really have any concerns with that part of the question set.
Thank you, Kat. We can begin a 10-minute discussion process then, if folks are ready, and I'll just jump to Josie if she's available.
So I'm really excited about this project. It, like Kat said, it looked like they had the best professionals for the job. They had all of these different ways to make it fit for everybody in the community. And to me, that it just showed that they were looking at, one, who their audience is that they're working with, but two, how to keep everybody safe and involved. And I just really appreciated that.
Thank you for those comments. Thanks, yeah. Mark, is there something you'd like to comment about?
I appreciate the 2-minute description. It's very, very consistent with what I remembered as well. So, a couple of things that I had, and I don't know if it's, you know, ready for me to comment it or not, but for producing CDs, I didn't know how many participants they were going to have, what their recruitment procedure was going to be. So I get a little bit lost in the weeds sometimes on a budget if I don't know how many we're going to have or how many CDs we're going to produce. I know some other recording artists produce CDs, and it's, you know, $8,000 to $12,000 that it goes through a process like that just to produce something. But I don't know what level they're going for or how many they're doing. So that was a question that I had as far as the budget was concerned as to whether it was going to meet the need. But then on the front side, I didn't see where the need was really articulated or what the recruitment strategy was going to be to make sure they had participants for the project. But, you know, like Kat, like Josie said, I mean, these folks have a long history of making things happen and accomplishing what their goals are going to be. So I didn't really have a big concern about that, but those were some of the questions that I was kind of left with after reading it over.
Mm-hmm. And that's helpful, feedback, Mark. I'd say it's good for them to know that clarifying in that way about production and budget figures, that that would strengthen the application. I'd say, I think that on the, I'm not looking at it, but the evaluation criteria, you know, if the budget seems feasible and sound, I'd say assess it that way. And please include, you know, we have those comments now on record. And if you want to include them in the written comments too, that would be great for their future applications.
Okay.
Right. And the feasibility of the proposed budget ranges from 0 to 4. So you can make those concerns expressed in those numbers, folks. So, Kat, was there something you'd like to respond to from what Josie or Mark might have had to say, or Caitlin as well?
Oh, Mark, I think that's a really good point. I didn't even catch that. So good catch. I think, you know, and it's, I'll just add the comment, though, I think we need to go with what's on paper at the end of the day. But I do know that they sell these as kind of a, the CDs as kind of a fundraiser to get, you know, some money back into the program in the school. I'm not sure, you know, what that, I don't know the details, but I just know that they try and help with that process, and parents and stuff are out just like every other kid project, you know, they're out trying to sell the CDs and those types of things. So but you're right, Mark, how, you know, I would say that is something we should add into the comments of a detail for next year of anticipated number of CDs pressed, as well as how they plan on helping with that cost. So, and the participant recruitment is a good point too. I'm actually not sure how they recruit participants, but I know that they have a lot of youth that are involved every year. So I would be curious just to know how they do that, if it's based on pre-existing music groups and other, you know, like extracurricular groups that are gathering, or if it's another sort of process. So I'd love to hear about that too.
Great.
Josie, anything else maybe you'd like to say, or Mark, some feedback? Well, then I'm going to say, let's move into, no, Mark, did you have something? I see you just pop in.
I just shook my head. No, I was going to say it.
Okay.
I don't have any more comments.
I couldn't hear that shake. Your rocks weren't rattling.
Rattle.
So then everybody, let's please move to the electronic scoring and commenting portion of this evaluation. And thank you very much for your thoughts.